Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, October 27th.
I'd like 22nd. To summarize, if I could.
Uh-huh.
We told you how to get to work, how to make cookies. We told you how to keep from creeping out in your cabinets and your shelf paper. How to keep those politicians away from your Facebook page, make you scarier for Halloween, and get your personal device to whisper to you.
There you go. That's yes. Storm's favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, that was his favorite, I think, for sure.
Pretty much.
What we did find out is there's a lot of people that commute between Gainesville and Ocala and Lake City. And if you can, take the back roads.
Yeah, forget the interstate.
Yeah, they say that the back roads, actually, they did a little survey of people. They found those that commuted through natural environments, either blue zones or green zones, blue being obviously water and green being forests and whatever, had a 2.74% higher mental health score compared to those that stuck to the main roadways that were filled with concrete.
So you could be
it's
less
because
crazy.
People are stupid and they're horrible drivers, and at least if you can stare at nature, it makes you feel more at peace.
Yeah, that's true.
We neglected to say, please don't drive through the blue zones.
No, you shouldn't.
That would be bad.
Regardless of what Siri says, do not do that.
Yeah.
They did say that this is the first study of its kind, and they need some more research, but it kind of goes along the same lines that those that commute through natural spaces may have a more positive effect on their mental health than if they didn't.
Yeah, and you can even increase that by walking or cycling through those areas to get to work, too. That it even has a bigger effect on you.
You know, I will be honest with you. I would love to cycle to work. I sweat profusely, and I don't want to go through the whole day of smelling pretty bad.
You need a steam room and a shower in your
office.
If we
had a shower here, I absolutely would take my bicycle. But anyways, you listening to that, management? So we've got a little more than 2 months away from Christmas, and we already have our Christmas cookies out. Nestle Toll House has launched their Lumps of Coal cookies.
I haven't seen these yet.
No, but they'll be here soon. They're cookies with chocolate morsels that appear to be dyed red for some holiday flair. It looks like coal when you cook it. That's how
it's
dark
so
it gets.
Okay. Yeah, all my cookies look like coal anyway because they never settle right and they're always burned. But maybe this will be on purpose and I can disguise it.
Yeah. So, you know, in essence, you can get the lump of coal and for your naughty list and still have plenty of time to get on Santa's good side.
Okay.
So you get the good stuff.
Yeah. Or you can just bake regular cookies at 500 degrees.
Yeah. Or have Janie cook, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. The creepy reason Storm had mentioned why you should avoid shelf paper in your cabinets or contact paper. Cockroaches love the stuff.
This is the grossest story.
Yeah, they not only cockroaches eat the food that we don't clean up, but when that runs out, they find other stuff to eat. And part of that is paper and glue. And what is shelf paper but paper and glue?
Paper and glue, yeah.
It's what I called it the Las Vegas 24-hour all-you-can-eat buffet. So you really don't want that around. And here's the good news, though, is that if you don't have a pest problem, that's not going to be an issue for you. And even if you decide to put up some shelf paper, make sure that you have all the covered, the ends are stuck down, it's cut properly.
You don't want to give it any kind of egress into
the
paper itself.
So no wrinkles or air bubbles or anything inside of that. Plus, make sure you clean food debris and remove liquids quickly so it doesn't damage the paper. And then, of course, if you do see, check it every once in a while if it's starting to curl up on the edge or you see some way for a roach to get in there, go ahead and replace it.
Remember, roaches need fiber too, Chris.
Yeah, I guess so. This was kind of cool. A couple of web extensions. I mean, I'm how many more days to the election?
15.
Today. I'm tired.
Yeah, I know.
It's just after these ads and they're negative and we don't like them, but they still run them all the time. So there's a couple things you can do. And this actually goes beyond election day. If you use Firefox, if you ever notice, you'll go to a website, we'll look up shoes, for instance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you get on Facebook and you realize all these ads for shoes pop up. Well,
it's like, and it's all the time too. It'll happen, and then the next 2 weeks you've got shoe ads.
It'll follow you around.
So you can download this thing. It's called Firefox Facebook Container, and what it will do is it will limit your Facebook's ability to track your activity outside of Facebook.
Okay.
So if you decide you like a particular political candidate, you go to their website and everything, and then you see the opposite of candidates in your timeline putting ads, that should put a little stop to it. The other one is the ProPublica's Facebook Political Ad Collector. And this one works on Google, Chrome, and on Mozilla Firefox. And what it does is it monitors all the political ads and submits them for you to unbiased journalists to fact check them for you.
Wow, really?
So, you know, sometimes you might get an ad that says, is this really true? And it kind of lets you, gives you an opportunity to have it reviewed by somebody that can be unbiased and say, yes, it's true or no, it's not. Or you can do what we always just say, kind of do your own research on yourself.
Exactly.
Which you really should do. And so you're completely knowledgeable of what you're going to do come election day.
I don't know what happened, but listening to the ads this year, people are just saying anything that I know is not true, that I even need to check on. And
my thing is I just wanted to know if it would. It was more of a joke than anything, but I have so many people who seem to be an authority on all of the candidates that I figured it would be nice to be able to use this function to fact check my crazy friends.
So,
but you know, I guess that's probably far fetched.
Yeah, because you know what? You try and fact them, and they just ignore you because you're
an
idiot.
Yeah, so I guess that's where the unfollow button comes into play.
Yes,
exactly.
That's true.
Sometimes
that's
all you can do.
All right, Halloween is a week from Wednesday, and we were talking about ways you can boost up the scare factor in your Halloween costumes. Here's a couple of them. One of them is to use makeup that only appears under ultraviolet LED lights.
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, so you put like maybe a scar on your face or something creepy on there.
You could zombify yourself with the UV makeup.
It really works well for like, I had this costume where I was the nun, literally from that movie, The Nun, that just came out. Right. I was the nun Valak from, she's originally in The Conjuring a couple years ago, and I had these contacts that were only activated by black light. So it really worked well. I found like this cheap $10 like black light necklace and just kind of wore it tucked in my thing and it made my eyes glow all night. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So you wore the necklace around your neck and it made your eyes glow.
It basically lit up my
whole
face.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So you could turn it on and off when you
want. Yes, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then I thought this was kind of neat. You said this was an old magician's trick, Storm, but it's basically if you were playing a zombie, you want somebody to take your pulse to say that you're dead.
Look, I'm really dead.
Yeah, I'm dead. And it's really kind of simple. You take a tennis ball, stick it under your armpit, and let's say you put it under your right armpit, and you hand out your right arm for somebody to take the pulse. As they start to do that, put a little pressure into your armpit, and what will happen is that the ball will actually interrupt the radial artery for a few seconds, and that's how the pulse comes across.
Yeah, you won't have a pulse in your arm, but try not to do it till your hand turns black.
Yes. Take it along the same lines of try not to hold your breath forever.
Yeah, really.
It's not really advisable.
Come up for air every now and then.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this. I think it's kind of awesome. It's a good way to prank somebody if you're trying to be like a vampire. You know, like, hey, I'm the undead.
Yeah, it's very true.
And when they lean in to take your pulse, you can bite their neck.
Exactly.
Just like that. And then finally, this was a cool feature. Amazon, ironically, launched this quietly last month.
But I call this Amazon After Dark.
It really comes down to a lot of what they found out with the Dot, or the Echo, I should say, is that it controls everything in your house. It can control your lights, the music, the blinds, and everything like that. So let's say you have a kid and you're trying to put down to finally get to sleep, and you tell Alexa, turn the lights off. Alexa loudly says, turning lights off, or whatever she says. So this actually is a thing that you can say, Alexa, turn on whisper mode, and she will confirm it. And then the next time you want to talk, it will, instead of it being loud, it'll be whispered.
But you can actually whisper to her, can't you?
Yeah, that's the best part. You can speak in your normal voice, and Alexa will answer you in a normal voice. But if you whisper, it will reply to you in a whisper voice.
See, that's like cool. Like if your child falls asleep or something, and you're like, hey, Alexa, turn on.
Yeah. Right.
It'll work. That's really neat.
Turn down the lights.
Yeah. Or Storm, if you're Storm, it's, hey, Alexa, whisper, sweet.
Yeah, whisper to me.
Tell me how much you love me.
Call me.
Yes. So there's our show for today, Thursday, October 22nd. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTA.
ABC, yeah.
Have a great Monday.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.